The Republic of Mexico celebrates its Independence Day. It was 121 years ago that Mexico became self-contained under a Declaration of Independence, which enthroned the first Emperor of Mexico in 1821. Today, the President enjoins his countrymen to celebrate what an emperor started. Mexico stages a parade that typifies the strength of a united people.
I'm leaving it all up to you.
Hey guys, welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I'm your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And we all know that custom car culture, in particular lowriders and bombs, go hand in hand with R&B and oldies. And the set of compilation albums that deeply resonate with this scene are the East Side Story records. So the songs on the records are not from Los Angeles, but the records originated here. And although it is largely directed towards residents of East Los Angeles and those within the lowrider and bomb culture, these compilations were created by a Greek man who knew his clientele extremely well. Anthony Buzales and his sister would take over their father's stall at the Starlight Swap Meet, located in El Monte, California, where their father sold backlight posters in 1969, but before long, they began selling records, crediting this idea to his older sister, Dorothy. So by the mid-1970s, his curated collection of records were flying off the shelf. And at that point, Mr. B was exclusively selling records from his stall, even creating bootleg 45s. Then by 1978, Mr. B put together the first three East Side Story volumes. With the help of his brother-in-law, they designed the album covers, the iconic red and green lines, the unique lettering, and with a shoestring budget, they simply drove around East LA, photographing Chicano youth with their cars. And initially, Mr. B didn't license or pay for royalties for the songs used, so it was an underground operation that gained popularity as he poured time and energy into this pirate enterprise. So, you know, relatable for the people here at the Shack. But anyway, he would visit local stores, flea markets, take long road trips across the country selling these records. And the relevance of these albums remains strong in younger generations. The songs on these compilations connect us to something greater, to the generations before us that had these songs or similar songs echo within the body of their custom rides that spilled onto Whittier Boulevard through lowered windows. And I don't think people understand how powerful music is. I know for me personally, it connects me to my family tree. I unfortunately never met my grandparents, but my mother told me that my abuela repeatedly asked that they put on Connie Francis's record, the song Invierno Triste in particular. So with the help of my mom, I hunted down the record to add to my collection. And I get sentimental when I play it because it's more than just a record and it's more than just a song. It's a tidbit of my abuela. And before I start getting emotional, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
Oh,
Just a recap, I have previously mentioned how lowriders are a result of exclusion. Where hot rods were built for speed by white America, lowriders were practically exclusive to the Latinx community. Ron Aguirre, one unsung hero, created the hydraulic system to work around laws that directly targeted the lowrider community. And lowriders were predominantly a wide and flat car, typically from the 60s and 70s. Bombs were the original lowriders. They are a larger and taller Art Deco cars of the 40s and 50s. Sharing the same characteristics of lowriders, such as elaborate paint jobs and customized chops, due to the size and shape, they were just referred to as bombs or bombas. And these early models were built for comfort and style, so it's not uncommon to have accessories like visors over the windshields or air conditioners that sit on the side of the window. So one shop that left its mark in the early days of custom rides is Gil Ayala's Auto Body Works, once located down Olympic in East Los Angeles. A 20-year-old Gil Ayala opened a shop in 1945, and Gil's older brother would soon join him a few years later. And besides design work on the cars that would roll through the shop, it was mixing paint and painting cars that Gil would most enjoy. He would combine toners and metallics, playing with and discovering how the paint would change over different base coats, creating mile deep paint that would change color when the curved body of a car would hit the light. So between 1948 to 1955, the shop would mainly focus on custom cars with the occasional hot rod thrown in between. But before long, they had to shift their attention to regular fender benders, muffler, and insurance work as the custom work began to dry up and the bills had to be paid. But Gil never lost sight of his passion for mixing colors and painting cars. He would later work on exotic cars, Porsches, Rolls Royces, and plenty of Corvettes. And there's still a lot to be discovered about Gil's auto body shop. It just wasn't as well documented as other legends like George Barris. And it's actually thanks to George Barris for documenting tidbits of the early lowrider scene, as he saw something special about this custom community. And speaking of community, I don't want to keep you music nerds from the rest of the playlist. Enjoy!
Held me tight, and stole a kiss there in the night. to be adored. Yes, then I lost control and tumbled overboard. Gladly, that magic night, a wee kiss,
a wee kiss,
a wee kiss,
a wee kiss,
there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so
strangely willing.
Darling, and now I see what one embrace can do. Come on and look at me. You've got me loving you.
Dame una sonrisa, si no me quieres, no me hagas caso. Pero si ahora tú me necesitas, lo tengo que saber. Y tú, mi bien, una señal me vas a dar. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, ay, mijita, que sepa que te gusto, oh sí. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, oh mi vida, que tú también me amas así. Si no te gusto, no me digas nada, que tu silencio me diga todo. Pero si te gusto, dame una mirada, que sea la señal que bastará para saber que me amarás. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, ay, mijita, que sepa que te gusto, oh sí. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, oh mi vida, que tú también me amas así. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, ay, mijita, que sepa que me quieres, oh sí. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, oh mi vida, que tú también me quieres, así. Y solo dame una señal chiquita. Chiquita, oh mi vida, que tú también me amas así. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, tú, mi vida. Y solo dame una señal chiquita, oh mi vida, que tú también me amas así.
Boom, boom, ba-da-da. If you ever see the boy from me, man, tell him that I need him.
Another week and another episode gone. Thank you guys so much for listening in and supporting. I am so grateful to have you guys. And if you want to see how much of a shit show it's been behind the scenes, find me on Instagram and Twitter under Napalm Nanny in the Shack. And I do plan on bringing out more content, but I'm not gonna lie, it's one grease fire after another behind the scenes. But I'm trying my best. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.